93.1 Jams with Marco and Krista. This is called Second Date Update. You've been out with somebody, you hit it off, things are going swimmingly, and you think this could be it, but then you get ghosted. You get left behind.
So sad.
It is sad.
People are so mean.
But then when that happens and you don't hear back from the other person, you come here to our show, Krista, and we try to help you out.
Yes, we do.
And that's what we're going to do for Mike this morning. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Nice guy, Mike.
I don't know what's going on. I met a girl online named Caitlin. We went out last weekend. We saw Guardians of the Galaxy. She's super cool, like nerdy chick. And like we just had so much in common. Like we watched the movie, which, you know, I know it's kind of a dumb first date because you're not talking much, but like afterwards we went out for coffee and we just talked about it for hours, and like she knew nerdy things that were beyond things that I knew. Like she is so amazing and smart and beautiful, and I didn't do anything, you know, aggressive, like go for a kiss. I didn't get clear signs. I could tell that she definitely seemed like she wanted to go out with me again.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to push it and, you know, be too forward. But then, like, Monday, I texted her and just said, hey, thanks again for the weekend. And, like, nothing, not even a, yeah, it was fun. You know, I'm playing it, like, so, you know, I'm just trying to be cool. But
right.
She's just not even responding to, you know, friendly or, you know, silly texts. And, you know, she would retweet stuff that I would tweet, and now nothing. It's like she's, and I can see that she's active online, you know, just doing stuff, but not responding to me. So
yeah.
I don't know what I did wrong. I thought we hit it off.
Yeah. Aww. So you went out, you saw a great movie, you had good conversation. When you guys, out of curiosity, went out after the movie, did you get a good night? You said you didn't get a good night kiss, but did you get a good vibe from her, or was it like,
I got a great vibe. We gave each other a hug, and I'm probably overanalyzing everything, but it was one of those things, like, before we stopped hugging, we were kind of still talking, you know, like, faces really close, like she wasn't letting me go, and I probably should have gone in for a kiss.
Oh,
yeah.
But I didn't want to, you know, press it and
sure. Come off like a creeper.
Yeah, she was laughing, and I got a really good vibe at the end.
All right, well, I mean, that is weird, because usually when you're getting those kinds of signals, the other person likes you.
Yeah.
Is there anything during the date you can think of, Mike, where you're like, maybe we shouldn't have talked about politics, or we shared too much about my family, or anything?
Aside from the fact that she liked the Thor movies a lot more than I did, we stayed away from anything really, you know, we stayed away from politics and religion.
Like, yeah. All right.
Well, that's good.
A smart thing. Well, Mike, don't say anything. We're going to call Caitlin right now to see if we can't figure this thing out, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Second date update.
Hello.
Hey, is this Caitlin?
This is she.
Hey, Caitlin. How are you?
Hi. I am well. How are you? Who are
who
you?
Who is this?
How can I help you?
I love it. I always love doing it. This is actually Marco and Krista. We are live on 93.1 Jams right now, Caitlin. It's crazy.
Right now.
What?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Hey, girl.
We are doing a segment called Second Date Update, Caitlin. This is where you've been out with somebody, and they think that it's probably one of the better dates they've ever been on in their life. But for whatever reason, you are not getting back in touch with them. And that person today is Mike. You went on a date with Mike.
I did.
Well, yes or no?
No, I did. I did go on a date with him.
Yeah.
Just the one. And, I mean, he's a cool dude. It's just, I think I'm a little out of his league.
Oh, like he's too good for you?
No, you said you're out of his league.
I'm out of his league.
You're out of his league.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well,
Okay.
Well, that's some good confidence you
have. Yeah, no, that's awesome. What exactly does that mean?
I've worked pretty hard to get where I am today, and I'm in like a really good place in my life, and I met Mike, and we did have a great time. We went to go see Guardians of the Galaxy, which was cool. He was really excited that I wanted to see that movie. I'm like, how could you not want to see that movie?
Right.
Then we went out for drinks at the High Noon Saloon bar, and we were having a great time. I thought that things were going to be pretty good with this guy. The deal breaker was afterwards. The next morning I went to work. I work for a car dealership, car dealership here in Madison, and I'm the finance manager. So as the finance manager, I can run people's credit, and that's kind of like my first check when I go on dates with dudes, is to see, where they are on the spectrum of, their scores. And this dude pulled a 550. He's got a 550. Uh-huh. I am sorry. I do not touch anything below 750.
Get much with that.
No. I mean, like, dude, low credit score, low grade. I just can't. I want a house in my future, like maybe even a vacation home and a boat, and a 550 is not going to get you any of those.
Okay, hang on a second. Hold on. All that. Actually pulled the dude's credit, or was he just in the system? Because, you pull the credit, they're going to, he'll be able to see that.
No, well, I actually have a way that I can do it, and then I've got a friend who can undo it, sort of. It's saying it out loud, it sounds a little shady, but I'm just trying to protect myself, I've been burned before, I've had dudes who I've ended up supporting, and, this guy took off on me and left me with thousands of dollars of debt that he, put under my name, because we were living together. I trusted him with my finances, and I'm just not going to do that again. So okay. I'm looking out for myself. I'm looking out for number one. And this is not something that I'm given a go to.
Yeah.
It sounds super shady, Caitlin.
Oh, here we go.
It's like I'm on the line.
It's not just kind of
shady. It's super shady. Criminal shady.
I got to tell you, Caitlin.
Dude, it's criminal. Your credit score
is a 550.
Criminal. You're listening in on my conversation.
Well, we actually invited Mike in because he couldn't get in touch with you. That was our thing. He's been on the phone.
He got a hold of us.
You are so shallow. Oh my! Like, who cares about my credit score? So I don't.
I care about your credit score.
Well, because you're shallow.
You should care about your credit score.
Okay,
she's going to school
so
him.
Far. I just don't do the things that people.
Do you not have an apartment? Do you not have a car? Do you not have a credit card? How do you even have?
No, I don't have a credit card. I use a debit card, and I make sure. And that's probably not building my credit. And I don't do store credit cards or gas station credit cards. So I'm not doing the things that people do to artificially inflate their credit. Like, who cares?
Dude, that's the way the world works, man. You got to have good credit to do anything.
All right.
That's not my rules.
Well, he said he liked her for her intelligence.
Well, boy, that backfired. Mm-hmm. all right, so, and I'm sure it's not illegal to look at somebody's credit score, so I don't think there's anything that happened there. But, it is...
It's a little shady.
It's shady to look up some...
It's more than a little shady. It's a lot shady.
Yeah.
I'm shallow. I'm real shallow.
Yeah.
Caitlin, what if your soulmate just has not good credit? I always hate to see people say, I don't do anything with guys under, 750 score or under 5'9", because when you start halving the population of people that you can go out with, you may find yourself out there with nobody.
Maybe I should find the perfect man for me, and he's got to have at least a 600.
Maybe you can help her.
On the low bar. If I love him, if I think I could spend the rest of my life, they still have to have at least a 600.
All right. So if we dropped 150 there, because first it was 750, so now we're down to 600.
750 just for dating. He would get a pass if he was my soulmate.
You're never going to find, because you're just running their credit scores first before getting to know who they are. Versus who their finances are. You call it me immature. You're a sociopath. Just you're
my. Where did this go to?
That's some harsh credit. That's some harsh words coming from Mr. 550 Credit.
All right. Well, normally what we would do on Second Date Update, Caitlin, if you wanted to try it back out with Mike, if you wanted to go back out on another date, we would offer to pay for everything. And that way you could just maybe get to know him on a different level. But this doesn't sound like it's heading there.
No, I mean, like, I can send some credit card applications.
Oh, my gosh. There's the shade.
Okay. Mike, I'm sorry things didn't work out for you.
Oh, it's a hard pass on my end, too.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. You're going to...
No, it's like, you're fired. No, I quit. All right. Sure, Mike.
Oh, yeah. One of those.
Sure, Mike, she said.